Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Again, continually give God that sacrifice of praise. So I'm going back into that love, and I'm just so thankful that I don't have to do, I mean, it's a lot of work. If you're doing a word study, it's a lot of work to find like the specific word, and then to go over every single verse that word's in, and then kind of hone it down until you get a good understanding of it. And I'm just very, very thankful that I have that I heard this teaching, and then on top of it, I have all the verses so that I can go through and read about love, because I'm still on that love thing, that agapeo or agape, and how to have just love towards the brethren, love towards your enemies. We're just to love, and it's not, I don't think it's the easiest thing to do. If it was easy, it wouldn't be in the word so much. It's a change of mind. It's the renovation of your thoughts to what God wants you to be, to who God wants you to be. You think on the things God wants you to think on. So today, if you go to, well, that sounds weird. If you go to Matthew chapter 22, verse 35, it says, "Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him," and this is Jesus Christ, "a question, tempting him and saying, 'Master, which is the great commandment in the law?' Jesus said unto him, 'Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.' Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you died to the laws. Now there are two new commandments, that you love Jesus Christ, or that you believe on the name of Jesus Christ, and that you love one another. But Christ himself said that loving God was the most important thing to do. Do you love God? And if you don't know how to love God, ask God to show you. Pray. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Ask him to show you how to love if you don't know how. But you can change your mind immediately. And like I said, that's what I've had to do. I had to walk into rooms and just, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Anything to change what my natural course of action is. If you go to Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, "But I say unto you, love your enemies." Again, this is the first time love is even used. And the first time has the most significance. It's significant the first time it's used in the word. This is the first time the word love is used. "Love your enemies and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust." There is no distinction with God. He wants it for everyone. He sends the sun both on the just and the unjust, the good and the evil. He sends the rain. All this has to do with a harvest, with growing and building. He loves everyone. And I keep going back to that God of Jacob. I mean, Jacob used the Lord God's name in vain. I mean, he lied to his dad when his dad asked him, "How did you come back from the harvest so fast?" This is when Jacob was about to take his brother's blessing, Esau's blessing, and he said, "Well, God must have provided." I mean, what? He lies to his dad, just straight up, and then tells him that God must have provided for that meat. I mean, that just, I don't know, I have way more reverence towards God with that. Like, that just freaks me out to tell people, "Well, God must have provided," when you know that you're lying and God chose him. That's why it talks about, "Blessed be the man whose God is Jacob's God." You have Jacob's God. He provides rain on the good and the bad. He provides it for the just and the unjust. He loves everyone. He wants the best for everyone, even if you blaspheme his name. That's your God, and he asks us to be like that. I want to go over really quickly and finish up with the two new commandments, because I kind of botched it a little bit. But if you go to verse 22 of 1 John chapter 3, "And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the new spiritual nature that abides in us, the one that he gave to us. You are to love one another. And it's not based on their actions. It's just straight up love. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray to God and you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. You never pray to Jesus Christ. Have yourself a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and just for everything that's going on. I pray for just blessing the situation with the new person that works here, and that you just take care of her and just take care of the whole situation, that we can move in the right direction, that it's a blessing to everybody. Again, I thank you for my family and for the people you surround me with. I thank you for that weekend in the Word, how much that blessed me and kind of rejuvenated me, knowing that there's other people out there doing this and just studying the truth of your Word. And I thank you for each and every one of your believers, that you take care of them and bless them. And I ask you for a great day today in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.